Okay, guys, well, let's go for it.
Thank you, Cheryl. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's Definition Structure Drafting Team call on Tuesday the 29th of January at 1700 UTC, we have Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Holly Raich, Yovie Atuhun, Olivier Crespin-Leblanc, Carlton Samuels, Eduardo Diaz, Alan Greenberg, Dev Anand-Tilak-Singh. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Apologies noted from Darlene Thompson, Natalia Inciso, Sandra Hoferichter, and Tijani Benjema. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Also, a transcript will be made available within the next 48 hours of this call. Thank you. Over to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. This is Cheryl for the transcript record. And Holly is the primary pen holder present here today. But I've just asked her permission to muscle in onto the intro and the care and feeding of this call. Heidi has, thank you very much, Heidi, popped together a nice little a skeletal agenda, and that's really all that this meeting needs. But it would be appropriate, I think, at this stage for us to all, because what we have here is a gathering that includes the primary pen holders, or one or more of the primary pen holders from all of the other drafting teams, an agreement on a mechanism and a way forward for today. So let's have a quick run through the agenda with some annotations from me, and see if we can all agree that this is how we will go. We've just done roll call and apology. That one's easy. Welcome introduction, purpose of the call. It's all mine at the moment, but we'll have to talk about it in a second. Sandbox current, recognising that the current sandbox text has a lot more than we'd probably be wanting to need, and it is being described as what's called a decentralised approach. In other words, it's a bit of a catch-all at the moment for all sorts of things and lots of good comments. We probably should do a quick run through there and go in, out, yes, no, or this needs to be worked on more. Hopefully that's something that will certainly not take more than the allocated time. And if it does, then we're spending far too much time onto the into the small trivia points there. I think we need to have a high level run through of that sandbox material, not a discussion of this word versus that. Pop over to the master template, which, yes, we recognise is also not totally up to date, but what it will do is just refresh us onto any ways of going through and catching any definitions that need to be picked up and put in to section one. Any AIs we'll review, and then we'll sort out what happens next. And I suspect what happens next will be at least one of each of the primary pen holders from each of the drafting teams working with Holly and myself and staff, obviously, to ensure that we have missed as few as possible definitions. Okay, I saw Holly wave her hand during that preamble, so Holly, over to you,
and we'll open the floor for a discussion. I didn't wave my hand. I was just actually reviewing where we were up to, and at this stage, in the middle, when I was really a full screen, that's what I want. Okay. Having looked at some of the bit that Maureen and I were doing, was just focusing on the terminology. Now, neither Maureen nor I have had a chance to go through the final document, but a lot of the terminology is now defined, and Cheryl, we have had a look at your comments. Most of the definitions are there. Could I just ask Alan, are you confident that up front in the introduction, all of the terminology that should have been defined is defined? Have you had a chance to go through the front bit?
I have not at all. in the two sections that I am a pen holder on, I tried to identify, but I don't think I did a very rigorous job of what the definitions are that have to be replicated in the front section. So there is a short list at the end of sections B and C in the current draft, not in the template, but in the sandbox, of the definitions that I thought I captured. I know in a call yesterday there was a reference to something that we hadn't defined that we need to. I don't remember what it is, but I'll catch it along the way. So I think I've tried to identify them, but I haven't gone and looked. I haven't done it rigorously, and I haven't gone and looked at what you have in the first section to see if you caught everything.
Fine.
So my apologies,
Cheryl,
but I haven't.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, Cheryl Hepp's record. I don't think, I mean, the homework wasn't due today. This is an exercise to make sure that we've got an agreed and short form mechanism to do exactly that, Alan, to go through and go, oops, yes, look, here's a term, and no, it hasn't already been picked up in what the best guess was, which the best guess is what's in the sandbox at the moment. So I'm not too concerned about that. Holly,
one more thing. I'm not particularly concerned about it either, and some of them will not be caught until we put all the sections together, because if nothing else, we probably have some duplication between the other sections. I'm more concerned that the structure is something that if we have to plop another definition into it, you know, we all understand alphabetic order and we'll be able to do that without any real hassle. It's make sure that the structure is something that we feel comfortable with. And there were issues on, definitions and a glossary. I don't remember the terminology you used, but we talked about a short thing that would also be, that would be at the top of the document and then a glossary type thing at the end. And that's the part of the structure that I more, want to make sure that we've gotten down solid at this point.
Okay, and that's a perfect segue to where I think the agenda takes us next. Go ahead, Holly.
Yes, that was exactly the big question, because we do have, and I was just refreshing my memory here, we do have things like the SSAC, the GAC, and so forth. Now, they're sitting in front, but if you look at what we say, and there are some options for how either would be defined, I think we'll have to determine how we do that. It seems to me those are the sorts of things that perhaps belong in a glossary, where in fact you really have a discussion of what something is and how to find out about it, as opposed to actual terminology, whereas we are just explaining how we're using a term in the document. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but I was trying to think, what are the... When I was originally of the view that everything should be up front, but if we're going to put something, some stuff up front and some stuff in behind, we do need a frame of reference that says this is how we do it. So we've got, for example, we've got definitions of SSAC, which are very short. We've got a longer one for GAC. And it seems to me we need to decide, are we actually going to define SSAC, or are we going to say this is what it is and this is how we find out about it and more detail, because we've done that for some and not others. So, I mean, Alan, did you have a view of...
Yeah, I do. I would think, and if I remember correctly, what we tentatively decided a long time ago was the ones up at front are the terms that we are defining in the document. So in other words, when someone is reading a section and they come up with a
ALT,
ALT, and they say, what the hell is ALT? And it was defined somewhere earlier or later or something, and they can go back, go up to the front and say, this is ALEC leadership team. The terms that we glibly use because everyone in ICANN knows what they are, I think, are the ones that we wanted to put in the glossary. And but I question, do we want and need to have GAC defined if we don't? I don't think we use GAC anywhere in the document. I may be wrong on that one, but I don't think we do.
Well, it is sitting in the same box. So I use that as an example now. Whether we actually use GAC, I don't know. But that's the kind of, that's one example of what I question should be in the glossary. Another, and this is perhaps a more critical question, we have terms like rough consensus, where in fact it is a term that is used, that is important. But when we say defined, we're saying we are defining it this way in this document. And if that's the kind of thing we're thinking about goes in the glossary, as opposed to simply acronyms that we use all the time, don't think about them, but anybody picking up a document who is not familiar with the terminology will need to know right up front what that means.
In to use the specific example, I do not believe we use in this document rough consensus. We do use the capitalized term consensus, and that one does need to be defined.
Now, sure. Up front and behind would be my question there.
I would think any capitalized term, you know, if we use contract terminology, any capitalized term is one which, when later used, has a very specific meaning, which may be different from the typical meaning in the English language, and therefore is a defined term, and I think those should go at the front. If we find out it's a five-page list, we may want to rethink that. But I don't think it's that long a list.
Actually, that's very helpful, because we in the sandbox have rough consensus, okay? Because at one point that language was used in the document. We can go through, take out rough consensus, but we still need consensus because it is a defined term, it is used, and we want it to have a particular meaning for the rules. So that's the sort of thing I think we have up front. Is that so? Would the critical difference between the stuff we have up front and we are calling definitions include acronyms that people are not necessarily familiar with, but also terminology that we want to be used in a particular way, versus something like the SSAC, which is you know, there's nothing about it that is contentious, and it is a standard ICANN term that anybody that's picking up these rules will probably already know about ICANN and probably already know about SSAC.
Cheryl has her hand up, but I have a thought also. Let Cheryl go first.
Okay. No, go ahead, Alan. I'll follow.
Okay. As we're talking, and every time we come up with an example of something in the glossary, it's not a term we use in the document as far as I know.
Right.
And I'm pretty conversant with most of the sections of the document.
Yes.
And I'm starting to wonder, is there anything that needs to be in the glossary other than have a pointer to the ICANN, you know, glossary, you know, which is a standard document? There may not be a lot. Maybe there's one or two. I can't think of them what they are right now. But there may be some that we glibly use that we don't, define. I think supporting organization might show up somewhere or something like that. But the number may be small enough that we don't need a separate section. Certainly, we don't need to define terms that don't show up in the document at all.
Excellent.
Okay, my turn. Cheryl here for the record. Alan, you took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you, as you often do. I have I've been on the bandwagon for quite some time. Well, I've been on many bandwagons for quite some time, but the bigger bandwagon I'm referring to here is do not reinvent things that we do not have to. And therefore, there is an excellent glossary tool which we should link to. And if indeed there is something that is so specific to our text and that it does in fact not end up as a capitalised term, which I also agree with Alan and Holly's discussion earlier in this call, they're the bits that need to be up front. Anything that, you know, the drafting teams have decided needs to be a capital letter word. We put those up front. If there's you know, half a dozen of these other terms which we might need to say, you know, such as Alan's example of support organisation, but I think we'll find that is probably actually in the ICANN glossary anyway, then we'll call them out. That might be, you know, 20 words if we're lucky, and that might be 100 words if we're not. But that can just be at the end of whatever this section is, and we can even put it in extremely small font in the true tradition of legalese communication exercises. Sorry, that was a jibe at the lawyers on the call. just noticed we've lost Holly, so can someone call her back, because we really need her here. I might just filibust until then.
I have one or two questions that don't
please,
get anywhere.
Alan, back over to you. That we'll, okay. As long as it's not something that Holly has to hear.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's a number of issues that we need to discuss somewhere. They probably fit in the overall Rules of Procedure Committee. But maybe we want to talk about them here if we have a few minutes in the call. And the things relate to what is the definitive version of this document, and I have an opinion on that, and the formatting of it on the web and stuff like that. It ends up, it's going to be not a contentious argument, but an important discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you my answers. I think formatting matters on these kind of documents. It matters a lot. And so I think we should format it in Word. Word can export to the web in HTML so that formatting does not get lost along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked at one point about, you know, having words we can hover over and things like that, and a definition pops up. I think that's a nicety which is probably not going to be easy to do in a universal way, and I think we should shelve that for some future experience. So,
in the web version, you mean, Alan? Can I just ask?
Yeah, in the web version. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I don't think we want to do anything which requires a significant activity to take what is the definitive rules that we're going to work from and make them usable on the web. And I think as ugly as the HTML that Word generates is, it is wholly viable and usable. And I'm not sure we want to reinvent anything. And we moreover want to make it really easy when we make a change to the rules, as we may well in 3 months or 2 months, or on a semi-regular basis, that can go up into the web without someone spending 4 years tuning the HTML.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more personally. But we have a blessing of Cheryl here. That is possibly a blessing as well. But it is Cheryl here identifying herself for the transcript record. We had Dev on the call, and he happens to wrangle the technology task force. So guess what, Dev? I'm going to pump this one over to you. Please respond and recognise that that's going to be an action item for you and possibly your group at a later date.
But remembering we may not have Dave for the next 17 years.
Understood.
That's a possibility, Alan. This is David, I'm speaking. Okay. I mean, obviously, we want. I think we should probably do it in Word and make sure it's properly formatted in a printed version first, and then indeed, I would look at when we put it on the wiki. You know, because one of the things you have to do is obviously, I think we may have to look at translations of this as well. So once this is now finalized, we have to then do the translations in possibly the six UN languages, and then we'll move it to the wiki, and then we'll see how, you know, whether to do the hyperlink can be done on the Confluence wiki. I mean, I'm not going to spend time. We're not going to spend time trying to implement that now while this entire thing is still in flux. So I agree with you, Alan. You know, do the word. Make sure a PDF version is fully available. That's, you know, properly formatted. Then we'll make it a bit, you know, and then we'll see whether the hyperlinking where we hover over a term can get translated or whatever. Then we'll certainly look at that. But we don't have to worry about that now. That's it.
May I make one intercession?
I was just going to say, it looks like you've got a right of reply there, Alan.
Okay. This needs to go on the web. The web allows formatting to be precise. It cannot go on the wiki, which mangles formatting and makes things almost unusable for something like this. So let's talk web, not wiki, please. There's this document is stable enough that we don't want people editing it on the fly on the wiki. This is a web document.
This is Dave. Just to say, fine, but again, I don't think this is an issue we have to worry about now. We could just concern ourselves in getting the, well, finishing the rules of procedure, obviously.
Agreed, but I want
to be fully working in Word.
I just want to set people's mindset.
Understood. Okay. Okay. Right. Fair enough.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, that's a valuable side piece. But, Yovi, you do have your hand still raised, and Olivier is raising very, very valuable points of order. So can I ask that you... have your interaction with this as briefly as possible now, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yavi speaking. Just to comment, and I think at this point, to move, if we can work from the all the drafting documents as a certain action item, so it is very easy to have the final draft for the three other drafting teams together, and then from that it will be very easy to see what needs to be defined. My second comment is that we need to have this document in a format that people will not be necessarily obliged to click on the link. Like this is the importance of this section of definition and structure, which I think should be part of document. I'm not putting emphasis on the link, because if you put links in the document and then there's link for some reason change, so we have to change also our link. So my concern is that our document should be a very complete document, increasing as possible the definition. Even if you want to make a link to other definitions, it is very important for me that at the end we have all the definitions and terms in the same document. Thank you.
Okay. If I may, Holly, I'll just respond to that.
Yes.
Thank you, Yavi. Yes, that's all very important. And I think no one on this call or perhaps any of the drafting teams would disagree with that, the simplicity and the keeping it simple and the recognition of the different levels of technology and access to technology that people will be using is essential. It is, of course, those particular things, the decision on, and the advice, more to the point, to the ALAC, on what the best care and feeding of a specific technology is so that it best meets our community's needs, that the ALAC has a technology task force, which is why I suggested passing it across to Dave and Alan. You have some very particular requirements. You and Dave need to talk, as does Yavi and you and Dave, I suspect. But perhaps I could encourage you to leave that for the right place and time. What, if I may, it has to be done. Don't get us wrong. It is important, but I'm quite sure with both Yavi and Alan addressing the issues and Dave leading the field on the responses, we've left that in a quite strong and capable triumvirate hands. So, in fact, we'll have one third of the ALAC actually advising the ALAC on what the ALAC should perhaps be doing, which gives me great heart. If we could then, I just would very much, with my hand raised, like to run roughshod over Holly's drafting team call for a slightly longer time, if I may, and if I may not, well, tough. Can I get you to pop yourselves into the sandbox, please, for a moment, as she currently is writ? And I just wanted to very briefly get everyone to remind themselves what we originally envisaged here. The section, this definitional section, originally was envisaged to open with a very simple, what is the ALAC and why is it relevant to us and to anyone reading the document. And we also agreed that it should have the appropriate links or references to bylaws. We also said that in this section, this was the original expectations, any of the expectations upon and desired characteristics of a person who's appointed to the ALAC should be, and I would have suggested, although it's not written here, that's why I briefly referred to, and obviously any cross-referencing to other things, participation requirements, criteria, metrics, etc. That doesn't have to be in the body of this part, but it could be, you know, adjunct documented or referenced. And then we did also say, because for at least at that point in time we wanted it up front, that we would have in this section the mantra that the ALAC should operate and act by consensus, and that we would define what constitutes a quorum and all regional representation, balance requirements, etc. In this section. Now, since we have decided that part, which was early on, we of course have had a lot of work done on things like quorum by one of the drafting teams, and it may be that little more than a link and reference to that drafting team subsection is required there, but that's something I'd like this group to discuss a little bit more today, if I may. And finally, it was also discussed that the again high-level mantra, that the ALAC will jointly and severally act in the best interests of the at-large community, was proposed to be upfront in there. And there was a few other things. So could I ask us, as at this stage, before we get into capitalised terms, which I think is kind of a given, and before we get into what I trust is an agreement on us culling the glossary to a link on work that is done elsewhere, and if we differ in any way, then we'll pop it in. Can I get us just to have a look at those original concepts and see where they start now? And just before I do that, I just want to remind you, many of those original concepts were agreed upon by the work group as a whole. In other words, these were agreements that were brought out of this work group before we broke into specific drafting teams. Okay, I've got Holly followed by Alan.
Thank you, Cheryl. Holly Grace for the Transcript Records. This is where we, as a smaller drafting team, started to have questions, and that's probably where we all threw our hands up and thought, oh my goodness. There were sort of three places, we started off two, now three places, where we thought there was work to be done. And one of the places was there's a thing called ALAC. Now, you can put ALAC in the definition up front, but what we want to say about ALAC is much more comprehensive than simply a definition. So we started to ask, and this would be a stylistic thing, but it's more substantive as an issue. For something like ALAC, where in fact there are critical rules about what ALAC is, what it does, what it means to be a member, what's expected of members, we thought, do we actually need to have upfront in the definition ALAC means ALAC and spell it out, and then C clauses blah, or not? And then it's when at that point people started to say, well, you can put that stuff in a glossary, and I didn't think so, because what ALAC is and does probably should be upfront in the first section. So, and maybe Alan's hand is up and he can answer that, but that became another drafting issue as to when something is really substantively important, it shouldn't be just a definition. But then the question is, do you have in the definition something that says ALAC stands for the following, and by the way, see the whole front section or two? And I will leave it there and ask Alan, who has his hand up. Thank you.
Okay, it's Alan speaking. I'm of multiple minds. I approach.
I've often wondered about that.
I approached this originally saying these are the rules of procedure. They are not formal bylaws. They're not our articles of incorporation. We should have the rules in it. And I didn't even see a need for saying what the ALAC is, because you. ALAC has to be defined somewhere. It's not necessarily our job, to define ourselves when we're getting our rules. However, there seems to be a general will that we want an introduction, and we want to perhaps outline in that introduction some general principles. And I can certainly live with that. I have no problem with it. It's sort of in line with the ICANN bylaws, where we state the major pillars on which we want to make our decisions and things like that. That's fine. So I can see that the introduction says, to the extent possible, ALAC and at large should be consensus that lowercase c-driven organizations. But I don't think we want to replicate in there stuff which is in detail, talked about in detail later on, because the details of capital C consensus or the details of what is expected of individuals. We go into a fair amount of detail on that later on, and I don't want to pretend that our summary is capturing it all, and by putting a little bit of it in, we almost give people dispensation from going and reading the details. So I can easily see having principles there, that there are certain expectations of people who are going to be on the ALAC, but not detailing what they are. That we're consensus-driven, lowercase c, mm-hmm. or we want to be, but not defining how do we recognize consensus in the introduction. As I said, I approached from the beginning saying I'm not sure we need any of this, but if we're going to have it, it should be a really high-level overview and stating principles, and not trying to define the details, which we're going to be spending the next N pages doing. Not sure that makes sense, but that's, I think, my position.
Good. Holly, you raised your own hand. Off you go.
Look, thank you, Alan, because I think that's where I started off as well, which is really, if we have an introduction, it ought to be very high level, very sort of principle based, not having anything that even closely resembles a rule or anything like that, so that there's a kind of a, this is what we are and we're made up of flowers and blah, blah, blah. Very high level, not looking like a definition at all, not using any defined terms at all, and keeping it short, sweet, questioning whether we need it at all, and only using the definition section for terms that we specifically use and need to have defined. And I would be absolutely delighted if we do not need a glossary section, because I still have a little bit of difficulty trying to distinguish between definition and glossary. So if we can do away with glossary, I'm very happy. And if we can do away with a detailed front section, I'm even happier. I just want to know if that's the right direction. Alan?
Yeah, one more comment I forgot to make, and then maybe we should actually let Cheryl speak. Cheryl asked the question of, you know, when we originally started this, we put A, B, and C in the DS section.
Yes.
Since then, we have spent literally hundreds upon hundreds of person hours trying to put all of the, you know, the old rules and the changes we want to them in some reasonable format. If the end product ends up being different than we envisioned it, when we really didn't know where we were going, I say so be it. I don't want to get hung up on that. As long as the final document ends up being readable and usable, you know, lots of prototypes get scrapped because you actually learn something in the process. And I'm not uncomfortable with that. Thank you.
Okay, my turn. Cheryl, for the record. Thanks, Alan. And again, this gets to be a bit repetitious sometimes when we're at this point in these work groups. I agree totally with you. Holly, I think that keeping it lean is the essential part. The reason I wanted to ask you to go back to quickly to the sandbox and have a look at what we originally envisaged was very much because when we did that, you know, it was at the beginning of the process. And there are probably a couple of things, and I think Alan has probably articulated them and even put them in a numerical order for us, of what probably needs to stay there. So what I'm going to suggest is, as an action item, that we update what is envisaged in our wiki, and we ask everyone, not just this drafting team, but everyone, because these definitions, and remember it's definitions and structure, DSDT, to interact with that on the wiki page. But what I would be proposing, because of the size of this sandbox, and it is quite extensive because of the glossary work that has gone into it, is I'll make a little edit. This is an AI on me and Holly. I'll make a little edit in the existing sandbox, providing I've got permission, which I assume I have, and I'll take across from this sandbox the bits that, based on today's conversation and in my totally biased view, deserve to get hauled over to the master document. Then what I'd be asking is for everyone, and particularly the primary pen holders, to look at that master document and start reacting to it. I think that's probably going to be the cleanest way of doing this. Everyone else's agreed final text from their drafting team gets imported across to a sandbox, to the master document, in a format that works for them to best move it across in structure and function, and often assisted by staff. I just don't want that dog's breakfast that can happen. But would suggest I have a reasonable skill set developed over the last few years in the wonderful world of wikis, including this wiki. All I'm going to do is unashamedly copy and paste, and that will mean with all the crappy formatting bits that come across with it. The bits that we can clearly identify out of today's call, need, must and should, inarguably, probably therefore, go into the final master document. Now there'll be space that says stuff needs to go in here, and that's okay too. But I think if we then actually work on that, we'll be in a cleaner, more manageable place. The alternative to that is to move all of that not directly into the master document, but into a new page, which we could call the DSDT final draft or draft text. So I guess you can flip a coin. Looks like Alan wants to. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I would strongly advocate that we create, I don't care what we call it, the final draft, Sandbox Prime, Sandbox Version 2, but I strongly recommend you create a new page and move stuff into it, as opposed to trying to clean up the sandbox. I just wasn't sure, because yes, you have editing skills, but you cannot edit the comments out, and those are taking a significant amount of the room. And last time we tried that, it was not pretty.
Alan, just let me be really clear, Cheryl here. What I was proposing, and I don't particularly care where it lands, either directly into the master as she is currently writ, or in a new landing page. So all we do is rape and pillage the bits we want out of this existing sandbox from this team.
I would suggest a new working page, whatever you want to call it, because that will allow that will allow this group to put comments in as we refine it.
Okay, so now here is the AI, because Heidi A dropped and B we were still fluffing about. We now have a fresh wiki page to be created, which is called DSDT Proposed Text. Right? And into that page, me, and then, of course, Maureen and Holly and everyone else will be doing their editing, commenting, titivating, etc. But to get that started, an AI on me, but feel free, Alan and anyone else can help, but just let me have a go at it first. By the end of this call, we should have an idea of what bits out of that original sandbox that we're looking at the moment just need to be moved across as probable placeholders. And we've had a couple of decisions that we should flesh out there, such as link to ICANN or SRI, that type of thing. All right? So, come on, why am I, I'm just reading why my giggle was, for the record there, my giggle was Carlton in the chat has decided some of my terminology is a bit colourful. Listen, if it's between 4 and 5 in the morning, I can't be a bit colourful like Carlton, and that's very sad indeed. But there we go.
I saw that.
And I really think, Alan, that, yes, a fresh page is a good idea. I was just wanting to take it straight to the master because I was being selfish and not wanting to duplicate work and wanting to get the master up to speed. But I'm happy to go via an extra part. Eduardo.
Yes, this is Eduardo for your record. This is the point of clarification. I think having a fresh, brand-new page is a good idea. What I'm confused is, what we're going to put in this text is the final document. It is right now. If that's the case, I will change the title of that page from DSDT to the Master Version 1, something like that, because that's really what it is. And that is what I need clarification of. Is this the Master?
Okay. Thanks for that, Eduardo. I must say I'm happy with any name of that new page that identifies it as being the definitions section, right? I'm equally happy for it to say master or anything else. We certainly don't want to just transcribe everything across from this. This has to be a serious edit as things shift across. But we do have a DSDT commitment to work with the 10 holders of the other groups to tidy things up, and I think it's fair enough that it should happen in that space. Okay, so, all right, just as Holly said, just call it definitions and put on a date from today's call. That's fine. Definitions as at, insert date, works for me. Yep. Okay, so that's an important AI. So from that, we will have a reasonable little place to play. If there's anything vital that is not transcribed across from the existing sandbox, when I put a message out to the list that says, okay, I've had a first go at it, you know, all of you have a go now, I think it's important, Holly, if you agree, you and Maureen agree, that call goes not just to this drafting team, but to this drafting team and all the primary pen holders of all the teams, for everyone to have a look at and then get on to any final comments. Oops, you missed this. Alan can double check that, you know, or better still, he can ensure that already identified capitalised terms that exist in the two sections. He's one of the primary pen holders for are there somewhere, and Yavi and Yuya can do exactly the same for theirs. I think that's probably the best way forward. Can I have a yay or a nay from people on that? And if that's the case, then that would be a second action item on us all. Yavi, go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So regarding the new page that will be created, my thinking is that it would be good to have only one person posting to that page. If not, we need another fresh page. Why? Because if we take the various drafting teams currently, the numbering, they have their own numbering. It means that if on that new page, each drafting team is posting, you'll need somebody to go over again and to reorganize the document. So my question is, if we need to reach that step, it means that the various drafting pen holders.
I think we may have lost you, Yavi. So hopefully staff will be getting you back. I was just typing, and I will continue to type into the chat. But let me respond to this. This is Cheryl. This new page, and thank you, Heidi, for putting that page up already, is not going to be a formatted skeleton. It's going to be formatted because it has had some form of formatting for us to be able to read it, but it's not going to be enumerated and formatted in a style that would in any way, shape or form affect contributions from the other drafting teams. In fact, I will suggest that I don't put any format, I just put a hard carriage return, a blank line between parts. And I may put an actual formatted drawn line between primary sections, if we even end up with a primary section here. So we will make sure that what happens in this new page is not going to be affecting what the look and feel of the master document is going to be. At which point, might I suggest that we now have a quick look at that master document, and there is a link in your agenda to the current state of play. We won't spend anywhere near amount of time as we did on this drafting team sandbox, but during that discussion in the sandbox for the DSDT, I think we've established some important next steps and indeed several important action items. So I do not regret that time being spent at all. But if I can encourage you now to have a look at what is euphemistically called the at-large rules of procedure modification proposals template workspace. I must have been feeling very, very wordy that day. It may in fact end up in front of you. If not, please use the link which Heidi has put into the chat. What we have here is an attempt to make sure we will capture all the important bits and not miss anything out in the modification proposal that we first started with. What we have, of course, is, as Alan said, many hundreds of man hours of getting the work actually done since this structure was put together, and we are in no way, shape or form wedded to this being the only way, the only formatting, the only flow that we should have for this. But what we may as well use it for, at least in the interim, is a place to capture all the incredible work that each of the drafting teams has done. What that means for this drafting team, however, is that that will be a place that we can make sure, and there will be an AI out of this, Heidi, actually possibly two, that the drafting team that's interested in definitions, this one, uses this master as their point of reference to make sure everything has been captured and is double-checked. I would certainly encourage them to work directly. So what I'm really saying is, dear Maureen and Holly, please work directly with Alan and Eduardo and Yavi and Yurio, and themselves to make sure that nothing gets dropped, that's all. I would suggest then that what we might do is have a first action item on all of the pen holders of all of the drafting teams, so this is a request coming from this drafting team, that by a insert date, and you can discuss that in a minute because you're all on here, representatives of you are all on here, a date by which there's a commitment to have the final documentation as it currently stands moved from each of the sandboxes of each of the drafting teams, with the possible exception of this one, the DSDT, into this master document. So that would be the very first AI, and let's discuss that in a minute. But I want to produce the second AI onto the table at the same time. And that is, and that we have a absolute drop-dead deadline for all of the material, including from this new page that Heidi's put up for the DSDT. In other words, what after I have a first play at, you all have a conversation and an edit on, and then Maureen and Holly finalise and titivate and put to bed, hopefully working with the other leads, the penholders, that there is a drop-dead date for that material to go into this master. So there's the two AIs I'd like to see happen. Can I ask you all, when do you think you can all undertake to have your drafting team's updates into this master? I am aware that staff has said they will assist Yurio and Yavi moving their final documentation, they've signed off on theirs, across. So that the staff will do it when staff can, obviously. It'll be hopefully a priority that we'll meet with other dates and times. We have a proposal of a week from Holly, and we have Alan with his hand raised. Alan, you've got the, you know, other two all to your super control. What's your bid, sir?
I think a week is going to be tight. I will have my draft, next level of drafts, out on both of the documents in the next day or so.
Yep.
How quickly we can come to closure on the issues there. I mean, if you want to make me king and whatever I say goes, I can do it. Others might not agree with that position. So a week may well be tight if we're talking about it being dropped dead.
Okay. All right.
We could probably do a week and a half if we schedule new calls for the MADT and the DMDT for the beginning of next week. Then it's easier to get closure on a call than it is with emails. Is the problem. I wasn't planning on having additional calls. We may want to schedule one more call on each, and then we could probably try to clean it up in a deadline closer to a week. It's still going to be a bit over a week because it's a week from now. Only be a week from now.
Yavi has proposed 10 days. You mentioned a week and a half. It sounds like a 10-day is a current achievable.
If we can get doodles out and schedule meetings for those two groups, at the beginning of next week, yes.
Okay. All right. Therefore,
scheduling the doodles has been problematic, so maybe we need
exactly
to make sure
right
we can do
so
that.
We now have a sort of a three-step of related action items. We have to announce to all of the drafting teams who have penholder representative tier in this call. Therefore, please consider this your announcement, but there will be a little rude reminder if no action is seen on those master templates in a week. Right? So within a week, if you haven't started to do something and it's not obvious, even if it's just log in and going, I'm working on it, and log back out again, then staff will remind you that there is a 10-day from today deadline for material to be moved across from all of those drafting teams. February 11th sounds more Eduardo-like, where we would want the second date, the DSDT date to be, I would suggest. But let's see how that works. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Eduardo, I agree. I'm reading the chat at the same time as prattling. We then have the two-week line, so that's 10 days for the three teams, EASDT, MADT, and what's your other one, Alan?
DMDT, I believe.
DMDT. There's so many of them. It's like alphabet soup. Okay, we have those in 10 days. Then we have the DSDT, the final bits, from this subgroup in a fortnight. So 10 days, 14 days. That'll be February 11th. Without looking at a calendar. If not, we'll make it whatever it is in 14 days' time. I think we can all live with that. That's okay. That's good for the final master by then. I would ask that if anyone sees a section with no action on it, that they are a pen holder in another drafting team, contact the pen holder in the what looks to be unmoving section and say, dear Mary, do you need a hand? Can I pop something in for you or whatever, just in case bad stuff happens. But let's set ourselves those deadlines now. There will be then a super AI on us all, and that is to watch those new pages. To watch the new page and watch the master page. So if you're not subscribed to changes on that page, you might be well advised to do so. And I'd ask staff to send out a reminder in a week's time, regardless, to all of the drafting teams, with the links to those pages saying, just remember, in another few days' time, in other words, 10 days' time, everything's got to be in this master, insert space, and in a fortnight's time, the DSDT work will also be included in it. Please look to this, which is the new page, to make any comments. And if we do that in a week, I think we can work. I now have Holly and Alan, and any modifications they make to those AIs, just take notes on them. What happened, Holly? You still there?
Yes, you were saying me, so I put my hand down so that there would be no confusion.
Right, you were ahead of me. Go for it.
just to support what you say, because really the DSDT is there to have the final look. I don't want to do anything until I have a final document. I can go through it, and Maureen and I can go through it.
Yes.
So could we just, I just want to stress a different and later date for us, because our job actually is to go through the whole document, if that's okay.
Yep, you've got the luxury of 4 more days, you lucky girls. Okay, Alan, over to you.
Thank you. I'm a bit concerned about the terminology final master that Eduardo wrote. Remember there is another step after we get these all pulled together, and that was, if I remember correctly, me, you, Eduardo, Maureen, and maybe Holly, I don't remember if Holly volunteered or not, to do a cleanup of the whole document.
Yes.
And I would suggest that to some extent the finalization of the DSDT could be done during that phase. So we could start the phase a little bit quicker because a lot of the cleanup is going to be, again, there's inconsistencies between the sections. There's a new definition we didn't catch. There's something that's defined twice in two different ways. I've got the two big sections. So I'm trying to do that internally within my brain, but they're complex enough that I'm not sure I've done a really good job of that. So let's not forget that next phase after the sections are pulled together to do the cleanup, because a lot's going to rest on us doing that well, and then we can go out to ALAC and at large with it.
Absolutely, Eduardo.
Exactly. So we can start looking to clean it up and proofread it and stuff like that. So that's what I meant.
Yeah, I was just setting expectations that from the title, people may have thought that we're ready to go out to the public with it, and that's there's a step in between.
Thank you for being
Okay, now, it's important to note, I think, Cheryl, here for the record, at all times, but it's important to note, and it's Cheryl for the record saying this, that what you've just said between you and Eduardo, Alan, is exactly what Yavi was asking for, to ensure that there is a flow and a consistency in format, look, feel, usability, et cetera, et cetera. I think what we can do is now set ourselves yet another AI, woohoo! And that is to begin and run in parallel that whole of document review, between the plus 10 and the 14 days that we've set ourselves for the other drafting teamwork. Okay? I know Yavi's typing, so I'll make sure in case he's not. Excellent. All right, add Yavi's name to the list of pen holders who will be doing that whole of document review.
Then we have the big boss and people from every drafting team.
Sounds like a wonderful team. And there will be more crowns for more people deserved at the end of that process than we possibly have gold and jewels to create. But that's all right. We might use paper hats when we see each other in Beijing.
Cheryl, can I ask one favor from the other drafting teams? Although the stuff is going into a wiki page, it would be really, really good if when we pull them together to clean them up, we're working from a Word document.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with doing a master through on Word. I'll just remind you all that I actually don't use Word. I use Open Office. So be kind and don't use DocX formats.
if you'll notice, I actually use DocX formats, but when I save them for the public, they become docs.
It's very kind of you, Alan, but you're always a great attender to detail. Yes, same here, Dev. Yeah, so Dave and I would appreciate the fact that, you know, we will be using Word, but we'll be using Word that open source document work can be done on as well. Terrific. All right, so that's all good. Can I just ask us to go back for, yes, indeed, it's certainly editable. I couldn't agree more, Carlton. Just to go back and, okay, Alan, go ahead.
Just a word of caution. Experience has shown that if you take a Word document, edit it with OpenOffice, then send it back to Word, do it a few times, you end up with things that have horns on them.
Well, it only has horns, Cheryl, here. It only has horns on it for the people who insist on using Word. But, yes. We will make sure that we have enough talent in this group to make sure that this is managed properly.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a good thing. So that's all fine. Can I just go back to the agenda very briefly, Holly, if you'll allow me, and make sure that we've actually done everything we promised we would do. We have looked at our purpose of this drafting team as well as the purpose of this call, and I think we're in a fairly good place as to what we are doing and what we intend to do. We've looked at the sandbox and we've got a plan for extracting all the really good bits out of the sandbox as per what we agreed needs to be taken out of the sandbox today into a new as at date set of text. We've had a quick look at the master document and we've given some undertakings on timings for that and how we're going to proceed with a review of the whole, which is an added bonus. Thank you very much, everyone. Can I ask, is there any action items that staff think they may not have captured that they need to have clarified from us at the moment?
Hey, Cheryl, this is Heidi.
Yes, Gisela here, Cheryl.
Yep, I've got it all. Go for it. In whatever rank and order you so desire.
Go ahead, Gisela.
All right, Cheryl, Cheryl and Alan, just to confirm on the doodles for the drafting teams, confirming next week we commence on the 4th of February the ESADT, MADT, and do we do the DMDT as well?
Alan, correct me if I'm wrong, Cheryl.
You definitely do the DMDT and the MADT. Whether you do the other two is up to those groups.
Yeah, I thought it was in fact the DM and the DA.
DM and MA.
Yep. I'm glad someone's got their heads on straight this morning. I obviously need to have a morning coffee. But I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, Yavi, I don't think it was the intention of the EASDT to meet again.
Sorry, that was my fault. Sorry, so it's okay. MADT and the...
It's the Alan and Eduardo, and it's Alan and Maureen.
Gisela here, it's DMDT and MADT for next week, and then the following week we have the DSDT, week of the 11th of February.
Yeah,
okay. That sounds like the plan works for me. Does that one work for everyone else? Excellent. Okay. You had more, Heidi. Please, go ahead.
Yes, just basically if you could review the AIs. We have a lot.
Yes.
So let's see. So we have all correct these.
We're reading them in the summary and action item space, correct, Heidi?
Correct.
Yep.
Going to scroll down. So those are the first two, with as Dev set out. Third one, the third one is, again, related to the TTS, that after the documents have been translated and put onto the web page, that they'll work on technology to allow definitions to be clarified once you hover over them. A fresh wiki page that's actually been completed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that's been created, but then Cheryl, Maureen, and Holly are to add their comments.
Yeah, we've still got to work on it. So,
so that's not been completed. By the end of the call, we should have an idea of what text that's been completed.
Yep.
Okay, draft definitions to be sent to other DTs for review. Staff to do that, or what? When should that happen?
Probably be a staff job. I said a week out from today, so that's 5 days' time. So that's just a reminder.
The AI on the doodles has EMDT instead of DMDT, by the way.
Okay, that the STT could use the master template wiki as their master source to ensure that all of the key terms are identified. By 8th February 2013, there's a commitment to have the final DT text into the master template. Got the deadline for all DSTT is 29th January. For all DSTT 29th January wiki page to go into the master template. What actually is that? What is that date? It's by the 14th.
Yes.
It's Valentine's Day for some people.
By 11th.
11th.
Yeah, by 11th.
Okay. Folks, it's Alan. I've got to drop off the call now. I'll take a look at whatever comes out of this.
The next steps are already sorted, Alan. Thanks for the time.
Then we have Giesel's already corrected the doodles, and a DSCT call to be made scheduled the week of the 11th of February. All members of the DTs are to watch their pages. Staff to send out reminders, and Alan, Cheryl, Eduardo, Maureen, Yuriel, Yelvi, and Holly are to polish the final whole draft text between 11th and 14th.
Sounds like a plan. Now, only thing would be, Heidi, I think in that last one, they are to proceed during that time. I doubt that it will actually be completed on the moment of the February 14.
Okay.
So let's... We just get to start that in parallel.
Okay.
February 14 will be the date where the final text will be coming in from the DFDT. So it'll be 14 plus for the whole of document review. But we won't wait until February 14th to start. So if somehow we can, while you say proceed and polish, that AI indicates that would be completed by February 14, and I think that's perhaps a little bit...
This is Heidi, Cheryl. This, again, as we agree that the deadline for all DSTP 29th January...
will be February
14th. No, 11th of February, I thought. Or should that be 14th?
No, 11th of February. Oh, sorry, you're right. My error. I really do need the coffee. My error. Yep. I'm thinking today's the end of the month and I'm adding on 14 days.
Okay. No,
you're right.
Okay. Those are ready to post then. Thank you, Sharon.
And the only other thing is just to make sure that when we post these action items, because they have an effect on all of the drafting teams, we need to send it to... as advice, not just to this list, but to all of the lists, because I think it's a courtesy to give everyone a heads up on those dates. Even though most of the pen holders were here, it's appropriate to have those things brought together. All right, is there any other business before I stop running roughshod over this meeting and I give it back to Holly to close?
Well, I'm happy to close.
Holly's just pleased to close and hopefully start her life. Yeah. For the today, not her life in general, just her life for today. I don't see anybody or hear anything other than absolute agreement with Holly saying it's time we should end. Holly, did you want to do the honours, my dear? And I shall now shush and thank you all.
Just to say thank you, everybody, for your time. Please have a look at the action items when they come out. And hopefully we're very close to finalisation. So thank everybody for the time they spent, whether it's morning, dinner or night. Thank you.
Terrific. Okay. Look forward to all of this thrill packed and exciting work.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care, everybody. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting is... Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining.